Berufsinsights, der Podcast. 2 Wochen Praktikum oder einfach diesen Podcast hören.
Hallihallo ihr Lieben, schön, dass ihr wieder dabei seid bei einer neuen Folge Berufsinsights. Heute eine ganz besondere Folge, denn ihr werdet im Titel schon gesehen haben, wir switchen jetzt gleich aufs Englische, denn ich habe Teddy heute zu Gast. Teddy sitzt gerade in den USA und hat sich für uns eine kleine Mittagspause am College genommen, während ich hier schon abends um 20.15 Uhr im Feierabend sitze und ganz gespannt bin, was er uns gleich erzählen wird. Denn ja, ich habe Teddy einfach im Flieger angequatscht, als ich zuletzt aus dem Urlaub zurückgeflogen bin, und er war mega sympathisch, mega nett und hat sich bereit erklärt, uns heute so ein bisschen zu erzählen, was er eigentlich beruflich macht und uns auch so ein bisschen Einblick zu geben, wie läuft das eigentlich in den USA, weil ich gesagt habe, ich höre hier halt ganz viel, ja, wie Leute ihren beruflichen Weg finden. Ich habe keine Ahnung, wie das in den USA läuft und finde das mega spannend. Ja, von daher switchen wir jetzt gleich ins Englische und ich begrüße unseren Gast. Hey Teddy, so nice to have you here in my podcast. Hello.
Hello, thank you so much for having me, Alice.
Yeah, I just told the audience that you are having like a lunch break while I'm sitting here in the evening.
Yeah, I'm having a lunch break, currently sitting outside of my research laboratory at school.
So cool. And yeah, I told them that I just met you at the flight and that you take the time to give us some insights on what you do in the US or how things are going in the US. So maybe let's start off with just give us some insight on what you do at the moment. What is your daily work or daily life at the moment?
Sure. Currently, I am a chemistry student and an art history student at Dartmouth College, which is located in Hanover, New Hampshire. I am 21 years old. I am going into my 4th year of my undergraduate studies, and I am currently conducting research at a chemistry lab at school for the summer, where I am getting paid for my research.
College means like you are sort of a student, but you also do research, and like it's a mixture of working and studying. Is that correct?
Sure. So we in the US call college what would be equivalent to university. Mm-hmm. In Europe. I currently am a full-time student. This is our summer break. So during the summer term, normally students will get an internship or they will work a job. Or sometimes students also take summer classes. I'm currently pursuing research full-time.
Wow, very cool. And can you explain like what you were researching on?
Sure. So I do chemistry research with my professor. If you're familiar with the diseases Alzheimer's and ALS, I study a protein that is made by our bodies that when there are problems with the protein, it is linked to genetically linked / familially passed Alzheimer's and ALS.
Ah, I see. So you could maybe find some information if my parents have Alzheimer's, is there a certain higher chance that I do get it as well or something by this protein?
Yeah, there's definitely probabilities through genetic links that you may also develop these diseases, unfortunately. And the protein, I'm researching how the healthy protein works and also how the mutated proteins work and how those discrepancies can possibly lead to those diseases.
Wow, that sounds really interesting. And you can do this already at your age at the college. That sounds really cool.
I have a lot of help from my professors and advisors, and I'd say this is my 4th year of conducting research. I've had, a bit of interruptions due to the pandemic, but my first year as an undergraduate, I had the opportunity to start conducting research.
Cool. And when it's not, so now it's summer break, and when it's not summer break, then you go to college, to uni, is that correct?
Sure, yeah. So I'm actually currently living on my university's campus.
Wow.
They have provided me with funds for the summer for housing and food. And then the regular, so normally in the in the U.S., the university term starts around the end of August. We have a bit of a different system. Usually most universities are on the semester system, mm-hmm. meaning they have two semesters per year. Yeah. We actually have the quarter system. So we divide it up into the fall, winter, spring, and summer. And so I will start taking classes around the second week of September and continue until the end of November, after which I will have about a month-long break for the holidays. And then the spring semester, or the winter semester, the winter term, sorry, is from January to March. And then the spring term is from April to June.
Ah, I see. Yeah. So that's different from how we have it here in Germany. Yeah.
Sure. How does it work in Germany?
I think we mostly have the semester system. Although I have to admit, I never went to uni. I did a different program. But yeah, I think it's only like private schools maybe who have this four seasons organization.
Sure. And it's not super common here in the U.S. There are a few other institutions that also do the quarter system, like the University of Chicago and mm-hmm. Stanford University. But it's pretty uncommon here. So rather than take the normal four or five courses per semester, instead we take three courses per term, and a term usually lasts about 10 weeks. So it's fewer courses, but it's a bit more fast-paced.
Mm-hmm, I see, yeah. All right, and how long do you go to college? Like you said, you're in your fourth year, is that right?
So the normal length of an undergraduate degree is about 4 years in the United States. Some people are able to complete it in three. Some people take a little bit longer, but that's the normal length,
yeah.
About 4 years. I specifically go to what is called a liberal arts institution, meaning we focus on the idea of breadth or having knowledge in many areas, mm-hmm. as well as obtaining a concentration or a major. So we have distributive requirements across mathematics, social sciences, foreign languages, writing, history, etc., as well as then choosing our own concentration. So I chose to have two concentrations, one in chemistry and one in art history.
Ah, I see. That's very interesting because that gives you the opportunity to choose like those two very different specifications, I would say, like chemistry and what was the other one?
Art history.
It sounds really good because you can see in which direction do I want to go and can get expertise in both fields, right?
Sure, absolutely. And that was actually one of the main reasons that I had chosen to attend the school mm-hmm. that I attend. It's quite common here for students to pursue two major concentrations.
Ah.
I have some friends who are economics and computer science double
yeah.
majors.
Yeah.
But then I also have some friends who are like geography and government double majors. And that was really one of the main reasons that I picked my school, because I do love chemistry and I wanted to pursue science, but I also wanted to have the opportunity to pursue something else like
yeah.
art history to kind of feed both sides of my brain.
Yeah, so cool. And would it be in the U.S. that you choose your college in order to, like, or having in mind what you want to do afterwards? Because, yeah, if you also have the opportunity to choose two majors, you could still, like, decide afterwards. Is your way already clear, or can you see whatever comes next for you?
Sure, absolutely. So when I had, when you apply to college in the U.S. to university, you can either choose to go in knowing what concentration
mm-hmm.
you want, or you can apply undecided. Okay. I had personally applied undecided because I had, you know, multiple interests coming out of high school or secondary school. But that's not always the case. Like, my best friend attends Purdue University in Indiana for a degree in mechanical engineering. And she knew coming out of secondary school that she wanted to be a mechanical engineer.
Yeah.
So it kind of has, you kind of have both of those options in the US.
Yeah, it would be pretty much the same in Germany, I think. So you can choose a uni or a subject and, yeah, fitting to what you want to do or what you are already, like when you say it's my favorite subject in school, and then you can specialize on this. But you could also apply to a uni. You would always have to choose the subject in advance, but you can switch. So if you say after the semester or even after a year, okay, that's not where I want to stay, then you could still switch. But we wouldn't have this open system like you said, so that you start there and have, as you said, the wide knowledge or wide experience, many subjects, and then the majors. So here you would always have to choose, I study this or that, and then you can switch to another one.
Sure. And I've actually found our school has a pretty high percentage of international students. I think it's about around 15%.
Wow.
And so you actually see a lot of times that students may choose to come internationally and go to school in the US for the reason that they may still not know exactly what they want to study.
Yes, yes. And especially as you have this summer break or summer quarter where you can gain experience in a certain field, that's also very, yeah, interesting in order to find your way during studying, right?
Absolutely. And that is something I used both in high school and university to sort of kind of narrow down what path I was interested in.
Mm-hmm.
For example, in between my first and second years of secondary school, so when I was 15,
yeah,
I had thought that I maybe wanted to be an architect.
Yeah.
So I had taken computer-aided drafting as a course in school and was able to work an internship with an architectural firm in my town for a summer. And although it is not ultimately what I decided I wanted to do, I thought it was a valuable experience for being able to figure out that I didn't want to pursue it for the rest of my life.
Absolutely. Yes, yes. I did the same. I think I did 3 or 4 internships in absolutely different jobs. And mostly always I came out like, that's not it. But now I know. So then I could look for something else. So yeah, I'm a huge fan of just trying to see how is a job. I mean, that's the idea of the whole podcast.
Exactly.
So you don't always have to go to a company for a couple of weeks, but you can have a first insight by listening.
Yes.
And here in Germany, you would also have to do those internships. So depending on what school type you go to, you would have to do an internship when you are like 16 or 17. But what you did was like your own thing. So you didn't have to do it, but you wanted to see the job.
Yes.
Yeah, interesting.
There are programs in universities at the United States where sometimes people have their undergraduate degrees last for 5 years, but during that extra year of time, for 6-month blocks, they pursue internship opportunities. It's called a co-op program. So while you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, you're also getting work experience that is tied through the college, through the university.
Ah, interesting. But that is more like a special program, so not very common.
It's especially common for students who are pursuing like engineering degrees or science degrees.
Yeah, I see. Because they really need to, yeah, like get the real insights and the knowledge you only get, like you now when you're doing some research, right? You can't just learn that in uni and theoretically.
Absolutely.
Yeah, right. So if you were to start a job after college, let me put it differently. How long will you attend college or uni probably? So after the fourth year, are you ready or will you go further to university or will you start working?
So that's something that I'm currently in the process of considering at the moment. This is technically the final fourth year of my undergraduate degree. And specifically for the field of chemistry, if you want to go further into academia with chemistry, you usually need a higher degree, like a doctorate. And so I am currently in the process of submitting applications to doctoral programs in chemistry.
Dr. Teddy.
I would love to be a doctor. I am also applying to a few jobs in science, specifically in materials science and biotechnology, in case my applications for a graduate program don't work out.
Yeah.
And then if that doesn't work out, what I may do is I may go and work a job in science for a year or two and then reapply to graduate school.
Yeah, I was just about to ask. Probably you can still try again a year afterwards, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, but that's very cool. And it does remind me a little bit of an episode I recorded with Julian. He studies chemistry here in Germany. And he has said some similarities, like if you want to go further in the academic and research stuff, then you have to do the higher degrees. But if you were to work in companies and more like, being the team lead or a leadership function in the field of chemistry, then you could also go more in the experience and work stuff field. So it sounds a bit similar. If you want to study or work in Germany, just give me a hint. I can give you a contact here.
Absolutely. Well, I will say that the Germans are some of the best chemists in the world. And we have had a few students from my university actually go and do work at the Max Planck Institute.
Yeah, that's very famous, right? Around the world, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, very interesting. So you do apply for certain options and then you can see whatever works out, right?
Yes. Yeah. The ultimate goal would be to get into a good PhD program. I'm applying both in the United States, and I'm also applying to Cambridge and Oxford in England.
So that's even unis that we know here in Germany. It's so famous.
Sure.
Cool.
I will say Dartmouth College is a member of an institution called the Ivy League, which is a group of eight universities in the United States that are very well known for their long history of academics in the United States, and that includes universities like Harvard, Yale, Princeton, Columbia. Yeah.
Very, very cool. And so you already said you really have to apply for those universities, right? So not only now you apply for a job, but you also had to get that place in the uni you're in now, right?
Yes. And the United States college application process is the subject of many podcasts and books. It's a very complicated process.
Is it?
Yeah, it's also very competitive.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, but that's interesting to know. So if someone from Germany wants to go there, they should definitely in advance do some research on how to get into uni, right?
Yes, absolutely.
If you were to start a job, I see that you are choosing the academic way. So that's different from like if you were working in a company. As I said, here in Germany, we have the Ausbildung, like the vocational training. You learn your job for 3 years before you work in the job. Do you have that in the US or how do people learn a job?
So we have a vocational technical system of programs in the United States, And that is actually normally completed at the secondary school level, so from like the ages of 15 to 18.
Oh, okay.
And that vocational technical programs are usually suited to jobs like being a plumber, being an electrician, working in like manufacturing, auto mechanics. Those are usually jobs that are offered under like a vocational technical program.
Ah, I see. So where you have certain ways things are done and then you learn them in those 2 or 3 years and afterwards you work how you learned it. And in uni or in this academic field, you would more learn how to find solutions in your own way, right? And then you,
sure,
when you
absolutely
work, you get a problem and then you find a solution for that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Which makes it more possible to change what you do, I guess. So is it common in the US to work in one job or one field like his whole life? Or is it also very common to like change and do something totally different for a couple of years and then change or switch again?
Yes, absolutely. It's totally possible to change careers. And I would say even specifically for somebody in chemistry, it's quite often that you'll see somebody who goes for a higher degree in chemistry than who may go and work in industry for like a biotechnology or a pharmaceutical company. And then they may return to academia and kind of bring their work experience from working with a science company back to the academic profession.
Ah, interesting. Yeah. But it makes sense, right? Because you bring in all your experience, all the things you, yeah, maybe cannot think of theoretically, but you just see them on the job and then it gives you more ideas of what to do research on next or how to change certain factors in research.
Absolutely. And then I've also seen, or my mom currently works for this company called Whoop, which is a fitness band, similar to like a Fitbit or an Apple Watch, based in Boston. And so she originally started, she studied computer science in university. And then she went and she worked for a couple of years. And then she returned to university for a business degree.
Mm-hmm.
And then she worked in the pharmaceutical industry for about 20 years and then transitioned over to wearable technology. So she's an example of somebody who kind of started with a computer science skill. And then she worked throughout the business world, but in different sectors of the business world.
Yeah. And there you need this wider knowledge, right? Because you can adjust to whatever you do next.
Absolutely. Yes.
Very interesting. I think we are coming to this in Germany. So it's becoming more normal to switch your jobs and everything and even maybe switch your profession a little bit. I do see that in my podcast, especially. I wouldn't have known it before, but all my guests, and they are like in the end of their 20s or in their 30s, and none of them started after school or after college with a job and then stayed in it, but they did it a couple of years and then they switched.
Sure. I'd say a lot of people in the United States find that if they can't find upward mobility in their current roles or a way to advance in their own company, that is often a time when they may switch to another job, kind of like an opportunity to continue and progress further in their career.
Yeah, true. Would be the same here, I guess, yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. So there are certain similarities from the US and Germany. And I see or I feel like in the US it's a bit more free or a bit more, I would say in the US it's okay to find your way step by step. It's okay to start uni and do this and then do something else.
I definitely would agree that I think the US does provide a lot of freedoms to be able to switch. And that is one of the reasons that I specifically had chosen the university to study at that I wanted to.
Yeah.
Because unlike there's some universities where you apply to a specific college within that university. And then maybe if you want to study engineering, but you're in the College of Arts and Sciences, you actually have to reapply. Whereas at the university I go to, once you're admitted to the university, you're admitted to the whole university and can pretty much study whatever you'd like while you're there.
Yeah, I see. Yeah, I think that would be here similar. I would have to do some research on that. But yeah, I think if you are in a certain uni and if they have those different fields, then it would be easier to switch within the uni and just the subject. But then it still depends if they have all those subjects, right? Because
sure.
Sometimes they're also specialized. Yeah, I see. All right. Do you have any like recommendation or something for students, which you would say, well, I did it this way and afterwards I noticed or I thought, oh, you could have done it this or that way, or this is something I'm really proud of, like, for example, choosing a uni where you can still find your major later on. Do you have any recommendation for young people to find their way?
Yeah, I guess I would personally say that in finding my way, I ended up coming to my university and taking many courses, not necessarily because I had to, but because I did them out of interest. Mm-hmm. And I think I'm somebody who I hope to be a lifelong learner and continue to learn things even after I graduate from university. So, for example, I had taken one course in art history in high school and then took one course with an incredible professor here at my university. And they are now the reason that I have decided to add a second concentration in art history. So I truly think that even if you may know what you want to study going into university, that you should branch outside of your comfort zone and explore options that you hadn't necessarily before, because I'm really grateful for having done that.
Yeah, I do absolutely agree. I think you should always have an open mind also for things that are, as you said, out of your comfort zone. And I do always emphasize that it's very important to also feel what are you interested in? What would you love to do? But not only like where can I have most money, but really do what you're interested in and see whether it's there are some perspectives or options that you can lead.
Sure. And I would say I definitely took a very pragmatic approach from that. I think it's pretty difficult to find a job in the field of art history, and I recognize that, but it's something that I'm quite passionate about. So I'm very lucky that I had the opportunity to also have that as a secondary concentration in addition to chemistry, where I can still find a profession in chemistry if, you know.
Exactly. Yeah, thank you. I think that's a very good recommendation. For now, I wouldn't have any further questions. It was really interesting to hear how you find your way over there in the U.S., so thank you for taking the time to give us some insights.
Sure. Thank you very much.
Thank you. And then I switched to German for a last goodbye.
Sure.
Ja, ihr Lieben, ich hoffe, ihr konntet uns gut folgen. Ich hoffe, es waren ein paar interessante Insights für euch dabei. Ich finde es mega spannend, was Teddy uns erzählt hat. Und wünsche euch jetzt erstmal noch einen schönen Abend und bis zur nächsten Folge. Macht's gut. Tschüss.